Now, so this is, you know, so many areas where, in fact, I'm mentoring a startup in Bangalore, which is trying to put driving license information on blockchain, Andhra Pradesh government. Andhra Pradesh government is also trying land records on blockchain, etc. Especially when you want to get a complete trail of transactions, blockchain seems to be an interesting, you know, way to do. Because you know, wherever the ownership has changed, like a 10 rupee note, you know, I give it to Satya and Satya gives it to Unni, it's like there's no trace of that money. But here, every transaction it can be traced back. So there are, according to me, some places where, you know, you want to know the ownership of a property over the last 100 years. I think blockchain seems to be an interesting technology for that. So this is some idiosyncrasies of Mr. Satoshi. He capped the number of bitcoins at 21 million, right? I mean, unlike central banks who keep printing, minting currency. So every 210,000 blocks, the price, okay, so bitcoins, I didn't explain, bitcoins are given as to the mining node, or who actually, you know, at that node they get bitcoins in two different manners. One is a bitcoin which is, because you added a block, you get certain. Now today, initially those started at 25, today the bitcoins are, I mean, every 210,000 blocks onwards, the number of bitcoins half. So it's at the moment 12.5, and next will be 6.25, and it will go on till 2140. That's the calculation. If you take one block at 10,000 and the number of bitcoins, and also when the transaction happens, you know, A gives B certain bitcoins, a percentage of that also has to be passed over. Anyway, so, but why is the hype, so much hype? Why people are spending so much money? I mean, one of the reasons in our country, after demonetization, a certain amount of money went to bitcoins. But that apart, all over the world there is, you know, there is a hype, and it's more of, it's this acronym given to me by one of my young juniors, FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. So, from an interesting tool for transactions, you know, it has become now an asset. Bitcoin has become an asset, and you know, you could see the wild fluctuations of you know, going up to what, almost $20,000, and then falling back. And okay, so I mean, what is my opinion? My opinion is too complicated. You know, I mean, asking somebody, you know, to computationally with money, I mean, yes, cash is also complicated if you look at it from, you know, as monetary instrument and all that, but kind of, it's, you saw this ladies discussing, right? It's a pretty complex thing. It's something which I hate about bitcoins is today the number of bitcoins, the way mining is happening, okay, the energy that they consume is equal to 159 lower power consuming countries. That's too much. Out of 206 countries, okay, there's a Russian billionaire who bought two power stations just to start mining centers. So then will it scale up? I mean, you know, because this whole ledger has to be mapped at so many places, will it scale? There are some people who already, you know, I spoke about a single thread of blocks, but there are people who are trying to fork it for Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Light Cash, and there are of course private versions of blockchain which are coming up. In some sense, at least as far as banking financial services is concerned, I think this is a solution in search of a problem. I think we are not even implementing simple ideas today in banking. We are not implementing basics of information security, basics of, you know, proper audit, this one. Before that, we are trying to go to a next bandwagon, that's Bitcoin. So, billions of dollars have been spent by banks world over, and they haven't been able to find a proper use case. But there are use cases outside banking where, as I said, that where, you know, where you want to resist any tampering. Anyway, this is a joke. So this is like additional cost. But so the point is, I got excited a couple of years ago and I traveled to Madrid to meet a company called Stampery, which is one of the most celebrated startups in blockchain area. So their idea is very simple, that the world over, you know, it takes about $1 to notarize documents. And Bitcoin should be, blockchain should be used to notarize documents. You could store documents, notarize them. So I was asking them, okay, let me sort of give you a photograph, a snap of mine, a simple GIF file, and you know, why don't you put this on a blockchain as an experiment. And so they put it, the CTO put it on the blockchain, and then he told me that we know these miners. And that was somewhere I had a complete, you know, I was shocked that this is an anonymous medium. And if somebody is saying that I know the miners, and then say we also pay them in euros apart from bitcoins. And that is where I realized that, you know, this is not a seriously foolproof thing. That, you know, if the community that way is pretty small, and therefore if everybody knows everybody, then as Krishnan says, what database? I mean, I can call people, right? So see, now the amount of energy required is so much, it's not difficult to track the miners down, you know, because if the mining is going to take so much of energy, then it cannot be hidden. So there were times 10 years ago where people used to do mining from their laptops. If that, it would remain that way, then it, so anonymity is somewhere I have an issue. Maybe in 2000, when we talked about web services, okay, there are also promises that we will be able to find businesses and pay businesses use services programmatically, right? You know, most of those promises went away. What we got is that how, you know, the best thing came out of it is two dissimilar programming languages could start talking to each other in a proper interoperable way. That is the only thing that came out of web services. I mean, that's also a great achievement. So similarly, we might get something, though not in its present form. I mean, I think it's an interesting thought. It's a very Japanese thought. And, you know, I think it's not yet matured, but you know, we might get something out of this whole effort. Thank you. Yes. Simple example of mining is, so you have this mining node, okay, which is now trying to look those, as I said, that you know, these two keys, public keys, are now sent with a transaction up, you know, it's like open to all on the network. So they're trying to collect these things, okay, now create that into a packet and trying to create a hash of that, okay. Now that hash, answer of that hash, the hash should have so certain number of zeros, that's the criteria, okay. Now for which, so the data is now, data is sort of, we know what the data is, we know what the algorithm is, SHA-256, and we have to play with this initialization vector called nonce. So this nonce value, which is brute force, starts with 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, integer. And so at some level 32,316, I hit this hash. This is mining. Yes.
That is, you can't
go
to
the 37,000. No. You mean, see, the hash function, collision properties and all exist, but it's, you know, this two small numbers. Yeah.
Substituting this hash? Substituting hash means that you have mined.
Yeah, so you just put it up. get bitcoins plus some transaction fee.
So what is the gating?
This is a software, okay, which actually sends this one. So you need to give a URL for the Bitcoin to be sent to that. Okay, so it goes to an IP address. Yeah. Hashing, yeah, hashing is the primary thing. I agree. Blockchain is giving me a trail. See, okay. So, for example, my degree certificate, I hash and I give a URL and I give the hash to my next university. Good enough, right? But this is a one-off transaction. If I want to know, like some people are very superstitious about the house they stay, you know, whether XYZ stayed in the house or what kind of people stayed in the house. I want that entire chain, especially when you have joint family owned things, right? So the ownership, how it passed on, right? If you want that, then then this could. Yeah, Sukant.
Actually, I have a very simple question. One of the ladies was ready to give a credit card.
Correct. Correct.
Who gets that money?
Who gets that money? Okay. So there are people who buy, those who already have bitcoins, those miners, they already have bitcoins. Okay. I mean, one of the examples is those bitcoins. So there are people to, now there's this whole concept of setting X number of dollars to that is a part of speculation. But they get that money, but because they have spent that kind of money on the energy, it's sort of compensating for all the competitions that they have done. So go to a website called iNomi. There is a famous payment gateway called Bill Junction. It's an Indian company which has started a Bitcoin exchange. INOME. So you can buy Bitcoins there. Though I don't know whether Mr. Jetley likes it, but that's a different issue. Yeah.
So Bitcoin is expensive, right? I mean, the secret was the key something.
Yeah, but you can buy Satoshi. 10^-8.
But for each, just for recording the transaction, you were saying you pay 6 Bitcoin. So for recording the transaction,
It is expensive.
I mean, how is this practical at all?
Yeah, I mean, but people are paying so much money. There is recording plus share. One is recording and second is part of the transaction, right? So two ways the miners make money.
So, yeah. Is it a community payment for the miners or is it a payment from each transacting party?
The first one is the transaction. Miners get both. One is part of that. So when one Bitcoin is passed, 0.1 Bitcoin is sort of given as a transaction fee. But that the community in the blockchain itself is giving 6.25 bitcoins or 12 bitcoins or 25 bitcoins.
So that is not an individual fee.
No. Yeah. Right. What do you want to transfer a Bitcoin on blockchain or outside?
On blockchain.
On blockchain, so transaction fee you will have to pay.
So,
there
are plenty of miners in the world.
Yeah, unfortunately, there can't be plenty.
Okay, there are several.
Several, yeah.
There is a transaction that has happened or which is being attempted to.
Correct. Yes, good question. Good question, good question.
So, is there something?
No, so the answer is very technical. The longest work chain gets preference. So, if you have your hash has more zeros or it takes more computing power, okay, which is judged by the overall system itself, okay, your block is given precedence over the competing.
So meanwhile, plenty of people have put in and used the physical resource in trying to.
Yes, yes.
But they may not get the.
Yeah.
So,
not 2140.
But that game showed 2023. Size showed 2023.
Okay, sorry, then it's a mistake. Yeah. So but then only there will be transaction fee. Yeah.
And
how that value is like a stock market value. That is, there is no logic behind it. So that is that whole acronym we wrote, na? Fear of missing out, FOMO. Yeah.
Are there multiple
exchanges? There are lots of exchanges. In fact, people, there are private blockchains. There are, I got a call from Chembur saying that I want to create my own initial coin offerings. So, you know, there are people who, this is a guy who runs Rummy and poker websites in India, and he says it's legal. So he would like this to be paid. So that's why Mr. Jaitley's statement is a very good statement that don't use this for illegal activities. Because Krishnan, the point is that you are asking about anonymity, that anonymity can be used for many things, okay, and now that it has a demand outside in dollars, that anonymity can be used for gambling, you know, which Indian law prohibits, for betting, whatever. So instead of bitcoins, I mean, it can, instead of the transactional data, I could have actually the condition, I could write a blockchain of mine where say that, you know, Rohit Sharma going to score 21 runs, then, you know, gave, this I didn't mention as too little time, but there's something called as smart contracts. So just as hash has so many preceding zeros, you know, gives rise to a payment, similarly a condition fulfills, a program kicks in, okay. So these are called smart contracts, and that's also part of the blockchain technology. Yeah, yeah.
So, the whole point is the blockchain is secure because when you try to tackle with it, you have to create a separate fork altogether for forever in time.
Yeah, correct.
But, like since
you also may have to change the previous ones, yeah.
Let's say I'm making a tablet only at one time.
Correct.
So, I'm not changing anything. So, but the point is, like, since the number of miners is little, like, is there a possibility that, I mean, the fraudulent chain would be considered the dominant chain?
No, that is what that answer, I mean, I have not really been able to answer that properly, but there is a way of finding out who has done the maximum computing work, okay?
What is the fraudulent
chain
did the maximum computing?
Somewhere. No, then he is an honest guy. In fact, it's one of the beauties of blockchain is that, you know, it is more profitable to be honest. Because what you have to do, I'll tell you, okay, let me answer that question now. So that you created a fork, now you have to every time win yourself. Right? Statistically, if you win sometimes, you're going to get both. Right? But here, you'll have to spend so much of computing power to win every time. You know? Yeah.
So the way I think of cash is a long chain of.
Correct. Yeah.
And the mining would be to be able to come up with a unique hash, is that?
Yes, yes. Unique hash, but a hash that the hash that follows, you know, has a certain number kind of difficulty. So, you know, try to get, you know, a 64 word number or 256 numbers with first four or first five as zeros, right? I mean, so if you want to have first 40 as zeros, you know, it takes 10 years by today's computation. So that's this one. Can I just have a browser?
Okay.
No, just any secure site. Any secure site?
Any type of.
Okay. So whatever I spoke about, you know, cryptography is right here. You know, what browser is this? View certificate. Okay. So. So you can see all this. What I spoke is, you know, we are using it day in and day out, all these techniques. SHA-256. Okay, of course there is a beginning and expiry. So these are, we are using this in HTTPS, all these techniques. So there is nothing new as far as cryptography is concerned, as far as blockchains are concerned. Bitcoins are identical. Good question. I'll answer that question to Satya. I must speak to somebody. Because see, there's no standardization yet on many of these things like proof of work, Bitcoin, and all that. So I haven't. I in fact tried to buy a Bitcoin for just for this talk, but asked me for my other number and I got pissed off. So. No, because I don't want a notice from Mr. Jaitley that, you know, you're trying to. Yes.
So how are they different from each other?
How are they different means this Bitcoin is public, but people have their own currencies and they are mapped to each other.
Yeah, but the other currencies, they are also trading on these crypto.
Trading is a different activity. You can trade anything, right? So that's why, I mean, there is this person from Chembur wants to create his own currency, you know, like Chembur coin or whatever. It's possible. So just as every country has its own currency, you know, I mean, there are people, this blockchain software is available on GitHub. You can do and you can launch your own blockchains.
Okay, so again, blockchain looking. Very abstract.
What is
this?
Thank
you very much. The abstract picture.
Thank you.
Just for you. But you see, things are. You can make this such a.